means you might want to cover your ears. According to Dr. Heidi Apple, a senior research scientist at the University of Missouri, plants, including all the leafy greens and herbs we love, can recognize the sound of a predator. And shockingly, that predator could be you, filling a basket with vegetables from your garden. Correspondent David Leet got the story.
Heidi, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David.
Heidi, you've been doing some very interesting research recently with plants. Your basic tenet, if I'm paraphrasing correctly, is that plants know when they're being attacked and they react. Is that correct?
That's correct. There are a bunch of plant scientists all over the world that have been contributing to this kind of study. And what our work did was show for the first time that they have a very fine-tuned ability to tell insects apart.
Really? And how do they do that?
Well, when plants get wounded, it's very much like when we get wounded. There are wound signals generated at the site of damage, and those signals are transported to other parts of the plant. And plants respond locally by trying to seal up the damage site right away because they can get attacked by pathogens and get infections just like we do when we get cut.
And do they do anything environmentally? Do they send out any signals once that happens to them when they're attacked?
They do. There are changes that happen inside the leaves that you can measure, but there are also things that happen outside the leaves. So the plants are releasing volatiles into the environment, and that's the smell of fresh mown hay or even your yard when you mow it. And those volatiles are detected by two other kinds of things that help out the plants. One is that the enemies of the insects eating the plants use those volatiles as a way to know that there's food on that plant for them. And then you can find that plants that have been undamaged but are nearby, close enough to receive that volatile signal, will get their defenses primed and ready to go as well.
So it's a whole cycle of protection.
Yes. And there's things going on underground. That's not the focus of my research, but others have shown that there's a whole network of communications below ground.
Really?
Between plant roots that are mediated mostly by fungi that form associations with roots of plants.
So is it a stretch to say that plants have feelings?
I think so. I mean, plants have senses, certainly, but feelings involve emotions, which is higher cognitive level processing.
Okay.
And I don't think they do it.
Okay. But there's definitely an action and reaction system that's going on that's highly evolved.
Yeah, as highly evolved as ours. It's just that the systems they use to sense things usually aren't in specialized organs like us. So they can see things, and everyone knows that from watching their seedling grow towards the light on the kitchen windowsill, and that's because they can detect light. They can detect odors, and I just give you an example of that with odors being released by damaged plants and calling in helpful insects. And then they can also detect sound and vibrations. And previous work I've published with Rex Cockcroft showed that they can distinguish the vibrations of caterpillar feeding from wind and other noises in the environment and get defenses ready to go.
And in that research, from what I read, that if there was a recording of that particular sound or vibration that was played before versus for those plants that did not have that recording, there was a different reaction in those plants, wasn't there?
Yes, there was, because when those plants were subsequently attacked by insects, the ones that had received the feeding vibrations made more defenses.
That's fascinating. Heidi, talk a little bit more about these defenses and how they're used by the plant world and also how they're used by us as people.
Oh, David, I think your listeners will be very familiar with a lot of these plant chemicals because they're the things that we use in herbs and spices and in natural medicines.
Oh.
So, you know, for example, in the plant I work with, the defense is largely mustard oils, and that's the thing that gives mustard its kick.
Ah, interesting. So that's some of the defenses that are kicked out into the environment.
Well, the plants make more of them in their leaves, and then when the caterpillars come to eat them, the levels get high enough, they get turned away from eating the plant. It's kind of like having too much mustard on your hot dog.
So are there any practical agricultural uses for your research?
Well, we hope there are down the line. When plant breeders go to develop pest-resistant plants, it's important for them to know how plants detect that they're being attacked and what they can do about it. So this information helps them in their breeding programs. Also, the ability of plants to detect vibrations of insect feeding and those vibrations transmitted throughout the plant means that we might be able to develop sensors based on these feeding vibrations that can be used in the field to target pesticide use in a more efficient and thus less costly and detrimental way.
Heidi, thank you so much for coming on the show. I've learned so much.
You're very welcome, David. It's been a pleasure.
Dr. Heidi Apple is Senior Research Scientist at the Christopher S. Bond Life Sciences Center and Division of Plant Sciences at the University of Missouri. Now, David Leet is the publisher of Leet's Culinaria, lccooks.com. Find our recipe for summer greens with melon salad. You're going to make this all summer, I promise, at splendidtable.org.